thing you might carry in your pocket. Did you keep coins in?
Purse or pocketbook.
And something a woman might wear around her wrist.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't think of a name.
Yeah, well,
I'm braced with it, I
guess. Sure. And then something with pearls or something.
And the necklace.
All right, or a string of, if you use the
pearls,
word.
Yeah.
Would you use a strand of beads, a string of beads, or a pair of beads?
Well, generally speaking, I maybe use a strand bead.
Okay, and the thing man wears to keep his pants up?
Either a belt or suspenders.
Uh-huh. And what'd you used to call them?
Gallows.
Okay.
Call them gallows.
All right. And then something you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
And the last thing when you're making a bed, the last thing you put over the bed?
Is a cover or canopy.
All right. And the thing you rest your head on?
Pillow.
And if you had a long pillow that went, it wasn't just...
Take up room for two pillows, that'd be a bolster.
Yeah, you say that didn't go part way across, it went...
All the way.
And a washable one, a kind of washable blanket that women used to piece together. Remember they used to take pieces of dresses and things?
Well, that'd be quilt.
Yeah. And then a bed made up flat on the floor.
Pallet.
All right, and now I wish you'd just tell me about some different kinds of soil. You're describing kinds of soil. How about the soil that's the very best for,
It'd be a loam, black loam.
Black loam would be the... Now, how about this kind of land that has holes in it and really isn't good for...
That'd be porous or slaty land.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the term crawfishy land?
Yeah.
Now, what is crawfishy land?
Well, it's sort of a loose-like soil and... A lot of worm holes in it. Mm-hmm. You can see it on its... It soaks up the water fast.
Are there really, really crawfish in there?
Well, some kind of worm working. I don't know what it is.
But you've heard it called that.
Yeah, crawfishy land.
Now, did you ever use the term fertile land?
Yeah, use that on rich land. Land that's productive.
Is what?
Is fertile.
All right, and then how about low-lying land along a stream?
Well, we used to call it meadows.
All right. Now, how about the kind of land that might be flooded in the spring, but then it's plowed later, right along the branch or the river?
Well, it'd be, I can call lowlands all that.
I was wondering about bottoms or bottom.
Yeah, we have called bottom. The bottom land, they call it because it's low.
And how about a piece of land that has water standing in it all the time? Couple inches of water.
That'd be swampy.
Right. And then to get the water off a swamp, you'd have to
drain it.
Right. And how do you do that?
Well, you can. Sometimes it'll dry up itself in dry weather, or you can ditch it.
Right. And what that thing you cut, you call a.
Didn't catch that, I don't know.
Well, I mean, would you call that thing you cut? I mean, you probably answered it. Would you call it a ditch, or would you call it a canal?
Ditch.
A ditch.
Mostly, yeah, ditch.
Now, so what kinds of running water, flowing water, do you have around here outside now? You have
creeks.
All right. Now, would you name some of them for me? The ones that are nearby.
Well, they didn't name them. Some I don't know what.